Well, thank you very much for coming today. This is a sad day in America, and I issued a statement this morning with regard to Senator Kennedy, and I'd like to read that to you before we begin. Today is the end of an era. The line of the Senate has been stilled. For the first time in 47 years, Edward M. Kennedy is no longer a member of the United States Senate. America mourns. Senator Kennedy succeeded to his brother's seat not long after President Kennedy was inaugurated. Like his brother, he strongly believed in the admonition his mother often repeated to them, and that was, of those to whom much is given, much is required. Senator Kennedy was a passionate believer in the American dream. He wanted every American to have a chance, regardless of the chance that they had at birth. Throughout his long and illustrious career, he was the strong voice for education, fairness, and compassion in our society. That voice is quiet now, but his legacy will continue to speak to all those who believe that government can make a positive difference in people's lives. Our thoughts and prayers are with the entire Kennedy family as they mourn yet another loss. On a happier note, I am delighted to be able to say to you today that I have been joined by four distinguished members of the House who have decided to endorse my candidacy for governor. Garnett Coleman, Pete Gallego, Jim Dunham, Jessica Farrar are leaders in the House of Representatives. They fought the good fight for many, many years across a broad range of issues. They have told me that they are prepared to join me in the fight to have new leadership in Texas. I am extremely gratified to have their support. I think it shows the breadth of support that my candidacy is receiving. And I pledged to them and to others that I will work with them to change Texas. And with that, I'd like to introduce each of them. Garnett, would you start off? We'll do it in alphabetical order.
Thank you, Governor. Ambassador. Thank you, Ambassador.
It's bad luck to say that.
No, that's right. It's Ambassador. First of all, Texas is a wide and diverse place. And the Democratic Party is very diverse. One of the things that people know us for is being extremely progressive or fighting very hard for the causes of people. But we also know that it's important for people to have a place to work and that we are supportive of a real change in Texas that includes making sure that we have friendships in the business community as well. I think that Ms. Schieffer has had the experience to work in all of those areas as governor. And knowing that he will work with House Democrats who have done everything that they can do to change this state, and input will go both ways, it really makes it exciting to endorse his candidacy and his nomination in the Democratic primary.
Jim Dunn.
It is a good day to be here. Other than my daughter had her first wreck this morning on her first day of school, so put that in the paper. Maybe she'll stop driving faster. Watching where she's going. I think 2010 is going to be a great year to be a Democrat in Texas. I think we're going to have a responsive electorate that responds to what we've shown the differences can be, and I think it's going to be a great year to have Tom Schieffer lead that ticket on the governor's race. We don't do things lightly, and generally we don't say a lot, the group of us that are up here, until we've given a lot of thought to it. We have been involved, obviously, in Democratic politics in the House very highly, and Ms. Thompson just walked in. And we always tend to follow Ms. Thompson. But we came from a minority to parity in the Texas House because I think we understand what it takes to be successful and what we need to do for our constituents so that we will be successful. And in looking at Mr. Schieffer, it's where we need to go. If you go into either chamber, you'll see that if you took a straw ballot that was confidential, you would see a vast majority, both parties, say one thing for sure: we need a new governor. Because we have one that is totally out of touch with reality, and we have another one that evidently wants to run to have that place across the street be a place to retire. We don't need either one of those. The two alternatives that we have on the other side right now are people that have been on the government payroll for the last two decades. People that know nothing other than working for the government and drawing a paycheck to represent people. And I think it's time that we have someone who hasn't been in the government for the last two decades, someone who knows how to operate a business, knows what it's like to make a payroll, knows what it is that the concern of those people that work for them and work with them. I'm very, very proud to put my support on Mr. Schieffer. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a very successful campaign. Otherwise, we wouldn't have made this decision.
Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very proud to be here today supporting Tom Schieffer for governor. I'm supporting him because he cares about the things that I care about. He cares about Texas families being able to support themselves and to think into the future. And I also am here to support him because he has proven that he can build a consensus. And that's something that our state needs. As you know, our House is very, we're one vote away from one way or the other at this point, different parties. And so we need someone that can draw us together because there's still so much work to do. This state has never solved the education, public education puzzle. We've only responded to lawsuits, and so we need to build not only the public education but the higher education infrastructure that this state needs for our future economy. And I've spoken with Tom Schieffer at length about that. He's committed to that, and so I am here proudly supporting him. Thank you.
Pete?
Well, I want to join my voice to that of my colleagues. I will tell you that if you look at Tom Schieffer's background and you realize that he was active in business and local community civic affairs, so he has that experience. He was a former member of the House, so he knows the legislative process well and has been around the legislative process and has that experience. And then if you look at the role that he took on the world stage, you realize that he also knows the importance of Texas at the national level and frankly at the international level as well, because we are one of the world's largest economies just on our own. And so when you combine all of those three facets, you find somebody who is well prepared to lead Texas, is well prepared to make us move forward as a state again and help us really make the world a better place for our kids and our grandkids. And it gives me great pleasure to be one of the House members who endorses him. I will also point out that it is very rare, and you can probably scratch your heads as I have and not come up with a statewide candidate in a very long time who has had behind him the networks of various House members, because we have all committed today to go to our colleagues and use their networks as well to make sure that as Texas becomes a competitive state again, that Democrats are on the victorious end of elections, and Tom Schieffer is going to be the first among those. So we're very happy to be here, and I'm certainly very proud to be part of it.
Okay, all right. Sinfonia and I were elected at the same time in 1972. I learned a long time ago that who the leader is, and I wanted to be sure that Sinfonia has already given me great support and has agreed to chair with Pete Laney the senior advisory committee that I have here in Texas. And I was with her last week in Houston, and she did yeoman service down there to try to introduce me to a broad range of folks in the community. Obviously, I'm delighted with these kind words, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that any of you might have.
Does this answer misgivings that some have about your Democratic credentials?
I hope so. I hope that people understand that what I'm trying to do is to build a broad coalition of support and to hopefully have a candidacy that can present a united Democratic Party to the voters. Because I think when the Democratic Party has that big tent that is an attraction for everybody, we win. And if we're not able to do that, it makes it very difficult to win.
Hank Gilbert was the top vote getter in 2006 with almost no money. He says he's getting into your race.
Well, it's not my race. It's the governor's race.
The governor's race. Same race you're in. How does that affect your ability to get the Democratic nomination?
Well, I hope he doesn't do that. I saw those reports this morning. I learned about it some last night. I'm not worried about others. I'm trying to put a campaign together that can appeal to people and that can be positive about where we need to take Texas. And my focus is on changing the governor's office out. And obviously, the Democratic primary is important to the process because I have to be the Democratic nominee in order to be elected. And I'm working very hard to do that. But I think if you focus on what other people are doing, you miss the point.
Joe Strauss told the chamber in San Antonio yesterday that he's worried that the vitriol growing between Hutchison and Perry will hurt Republicans. Do you think it's going to help you and other Democrats?
I'm going to let the Republicans worry about that. I think that what we need to do is talk about the future of Texas. I think we face incredible challenges in this state when it comes to education, to health care, to transportation. These are things that we need to deal with. I don't think the Republicans have dealt with them very well. I think it won't be surprising to hear them pound on each other endlessly, but I don't think they're going to talk about the future of Texas. I think they're going to talk about all of those issues that Republicans have used to divide people in the past, and I don't think, frankly, that's where Texas wants to go.
Well, are you counting on them to alienate swing voters?
I don't think the Republicans are going to have a positive message for Texas. I'm going to have a message that is positive for Texas. I'm going to have a message that's about the future. I think their message is about the past.
Those of you that are providing your endorsement today, are you hoping to send a signal to anybody else who might get into the race? Don't get in.
I'll make a comment. I've never endorsed anyone that I didn't think was the best candidate for the job. After looking at all the other candidates. And it's very important that we have a nominee that can do the job and run Texas and work with the House and the Senate. That's what we know, is that Tom Schieffer can do the job. So in terms of anybody getting in or getting out, that's what campaigns are about. You know, we all believe in democracy or else we wouldn't be standing here. So I think that hopefully it adds a benefit. But no one would be standing here at all. I know the people that are here if they didn't think he would be the best for Texas.
Can I add my two cents? I just think that, you know, I've known Tom Schieffer, and I started in 1973. So did Kay Bailey Hutchison and her husband, Pete Laney. We were all in a class of 77. And if you let me take a small side journey, let me tell you, we didn't realize that we had enough votes to elect our own speaker. With 77 votes. I'm supporting him because I think that, number one, I know him and I know the kind of person he is. I've had an opportunity to work with him, and I also served on a committee that he chaired that I now chair, and that's the local and consent calendar. And I'm looking at a person who is from a vantage point of business and also international travel, and who's actually had an opportunity to see issues that are pertinent to Texas and impact Texas in such a dynamic way, to be able to do something about those issues, not to secede from the union, but to come and remain in the union and to be able to resolve those issues for everyday Texans of the day. I think that electing him as the governor, with the kind of experiences that he has been able to accumulate over the period of years, will certainly give us an opportunity to change the face of Texas politics for the betterment of every family. It is the people that we are concerned about. We are their servant. And he has been a servant for a very, very long time. He knows the ropes of a servant. And I think that he will just step in those shoes and be able to do those particular things. I want to put a point, make one other statement, and that's this. I know that there was a comment made about did people think that he was being trusted because of being a Democrat. You know, a lot of Democrats voted for Republicans. They just haven't admitted it. He has the intestinal fortitude to admit what he has done. A lot of them have not.
On a related note for the four of you, was Mr. Schieffer's support of George W. Bush a non-issue with you or something you had to deal with and get beyond?
I have to say, it's a non-issue with me. If I had a friend and a business partner that was running for governor or running for anything, clearly I would, if my friend asked me to help, I'd help. And so that should not be anything that we are concerned about at all. And quite frankly, in moving forward, I'm glad to see that many people understand now why it's so important to be front and center in the Democratic Party.
Non-issue with the rest of you?
Well, I think the question should be reframed, because I think what we're trying to do is run this state in a way that can produce positive outcomes for the future. And certainly that involves people that can work on through not just on both sides of the aisle, but through the spectrum of both sides of the aisle. And that's something that Mr. Schieffer has proven that he can do in a business capacity and on an international stage as well. And so I think that's what's really critical, is that we looked at someone that one can win a general election as well, but also one that can ultimately help us run this state and move it forward.
I think it's actually a positive. As Democrats, we have always been not a litmus test party in Texas. We've always been an independent-minded party. If you look at my district, for instance, I might get 60% of the vote, but George Bush carried my district because people in my district are independent-minded, and they might vote this way at the top and this way in the middle and this way at the bottom. And that is what Texas is. And for us to have a candidate that is independent-minded, I think is actually a positive, and I don't see it as a negative at all.
Well, I would argue that what you're hearing today from all of us has nothing to do with who may get in or out of the race, or whether they have worked in one place or another in that sense on which side of the aisle. But the truth is that we've said, and are saying, I think that we're going to work to convince our colleagues to work with Ambassador Schieffer, and that we're committed to work with Ambassador Schieffer. And frankly, if you look at the last. Maybe in recent times it's gotten a little better, but if you look at the six-year history prior to that, Texas could use a little diplomacy. We could certainly use a diplomat in the governor's mansion. And so that is certainly an important factor for us.
After we succeed, he'll be
king. That's certainly an important factor for us. Somebody who, as I indicated, knows the ropes on all three levels and gets along with people and has had that level of responsibility before. That's what we're saying. This is the best candidate for Texas, and that's what we're interested in.
You do realize it's been 6 months since you first stood in this room and told us you were about to run for governor, and you're still explaining to George Bush. Well,
I guess I just keep running into you, aren't you?
I'm just a dummy.
Anybody else?
One question is sort of the rest of the ticket. I think you've only got one other that I know of, one other statewide candidate who sort of stepped up and said, I'm going to run for one of these offices on the ticket. We've got four LRB positions up on the ballot this time. Are the Democrats putting together a ticket? Are you working on
that? Well, I hope so. And to tell you the truth, 10 days ago, Hank Gilbert talked to me about being a part of the team and running the AIC race, and His exact words were, you need to cover me in the urban areas and I'll cover you back in the rural areas. So I still hope he holds to that philosophy, and I hope he runs for the agriculture commissioner's job. But I think this is very important to try to have a quality candidates across the spectrum, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do that. And I think as the fall develops, now that Labor Day is about to be over with, I think you're going to see that kind of sorting itself out.
Can I make a comment?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been reading the tea leaves in the bowl, and you all know, because you've been here every day trying to find something to talk about, that clearly the Republican Party is going to move a lot the minute somebody says they're going to resign from the U.S. Senate. And clearly, we'll be competitive in every one of those races, whether it be AG, lieutenant governor, whether it be controller if someone moves there. We've never left something undone because we don't believe in unilateral disarmament.
If you do become a candidate and your matchup is either against Senator Hutchison or Governor Perry, which do you consider the tougher race to win?
I'm going to leave that up to the Republicans. I think a Democrat has an opportunity to win the governor's race for the first time in a long time because people are ready to listen. And I think that the Republican brand has been pretty damaged. And I think what will happen in that Republican primary is people will see that it is bankrupt of ideas and that it has no vision for the future. And I'm confident of that. And I'm confident that there's an opportunity that is presenting itself here that will give us a chance to earn the office. Nobody is entitled to anything. You have to go out and you have to earn every vote, and you have to earn it through discussion of the issues, and that's what I intend to do. And that's with this team. I think we're positioning ourselves so that we can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.